Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form the one new man, getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I love it when God's children move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in miracles, in words of knowledge, in prophecy. My guest, Terry Shuttlesworth, senior pastor, Dominion Christian Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, where miracles are the norm, not the exception. You're sort of minding your own business, speaking in a church in New York, and you had a vision before 9/11. What did you see with your eyes?
Yeah, I was actually in a service at that time with a friend of mine, and I had the night off, and so I was just sitting there. But as I was sitting there, God gave me a vision, and it was a vision that I couldn't keep quiet with. And so I just stood, and when I did, the minister gave me the microphone. You know, I didn't do anything out of order. But I began to see in an open vision, I saw destruction all around me. I was standing, actually, in the vision on top of concrete that had been all disrupted. I thought, Sid, that I had a vision. I was having a vision of an earthquake, a catastrophic earthquake that had crumbled and destroyed an entire city. And I saw fire around me. I could see the barbs that come out of concrete structures and so forth. And I prophesied about how judgment was coming to the United States of America. That's what God showed me it as. He showed me it as a time of judgment. But that after this happened, now this was the good part of the vision, because I believe that everything that God does, he does with redemption in mind. God didn't just show me the vision, and I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't know it was New York. There was another time in a service just a couple months later, I went into that vision again in Kentucky, and I began to prophesy again. But the thing that came off of that prophecy, Brother Sid, was that God showed me little pockets of fire that were happening. And the way he showed me was like a continental map of the United States. He showed me the United States. And I saw fire in Miami, and I saw fire in Kansas City, and I saw fire in Los Angeles, and I saw fire in all these different pockets on the earth. And God said that after this time of judgment, I'm going to begin with pockets of fire or moves of the Holy Spirit in different places in the United States of America. And God said, this is not the revival that's coming, but this is the beginnings of what I'm getting ready to do. And so to me, and I'm a New Yorker at heart. I just came back. I visit all the time. You know, catastrophe. I was actually had opportunity to be led in by some police and so forth at the time. I saw some things that I never thought I would see on American soil. And it literally tears my heart to just think about it even today because, you know, so many people have even forgotten that the event even took place. And so we're reminded today that what the enemy means for harm, God will always turn into healing. And so those of us that are listening today, I want you to hear me. God has a plan for your life to bring you out of catastrophe and into a move of his Spirit in your life.
Isn't this why you wrote the book? Of course, it was during a 40-day fast in which God gave you these revelations from the life of King David. But isn't that what this book accomplishes?
I wrote the book, Standards for Success, from the life of King David, so that whoever read it would actually have an impartation of the Holy Spirit or something from God is in that book that I believe that they need in their life and that God is going to use. I wouldn't say it. I've got 1,000 tapes. I've got CDs and everything else out there. But this book is different because it's something that God gave me specifically with a strategy in mind to put into the hands of people. It's an easy read. You can sit down and read it in 45 minutes and understand it. But people have told me that I've given it away. We get orders all the time. The type of book it is because we did the cover and so forth a little to a higher standard. They put it out on their coffee table. People pick it up. I've had people, dentists and things, that put it in their offices. People pick it up. But I'm telling you that what God put in that book is more than just a book. It is a ministry to people. It will lift people. And I'm reminded, I'm just going to go into a story about miracles because I feel the anointing just to flow there with the people that are listening to me right now. But I was in a meeting in Spencerport, New York, which is just outside of Rochester. And at that time, as I was in that meeting, many miracles were happening. It was not a real big church. They probably ran about 200 people, but because of the type of meeting we were having, the place was packed. The lobbies were packed. People were sitting on chairs, and there had to have been 300, 400 people in this building. And in walks at the end of the service, when I'm praying for people, God was using us in words of knowledge. We were calling out sicknesses that were in people's bodies. People were being healed. All kinds of things were happening. Deaf ears were being opened. We had people that were being healed. Cataracts were dissolving off of people's eyes. But when this one woman walked in, she was brought in with her family. She was in a hospital gown, and she was days from death, totally eaten away by cancer. Her body was just a rack of bones. And when she came into the meeting, the Lord said, I'm going to heal. As soon as I... Now, I know this sounds a little bit off the wall, but I'm just going to tell you how it is. In the discernment of the Holy Spirit, there are gifts of the Holy Spirit. Discerning of spirits is one. In the discerning of spirits, it's not just a knowing. Sometimes it's a hearing. Sometimes it's a seeing. Sometimes it's a smell, that you can even smell a demonic manifestation. Before that woman walked into the building, while I was preaching, I caught a waft of an unclean spirit. Unclean spirits in the spirit realm have the most distasteful odor that you can ever imagine. It smells like sewage personified 1,000 times.
And I know. I've smelled
it. And I caught it just briefly, and I looked in the auditorium for it, but it wasn't there. But in walked this woman about 30 seconds later, and the Lord said, that's an unclean spirit. They've diagnosed it as cancer, but it's an unclean spirit that's gotten a hold of her life and a spirit of infirmity that's attached itself with it. And God said, I'm going to heal her tonight. I called her up, and I know this sounds a little crazy too, but I jumped down off the platform, and I went right up to her. I started to lay hands on her, and when I did, she fell out in the spirit. And the Lord said, don't leave it like that. She hasn't gotten her healing yet. The Lord said, I want you to stretch your body out on her body. Now, it's the weirdest thing that ever could have happened, but I laid on her like the prophet laid on the dead boy in the Old Testament. I laid on her, eye to eye, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, and I commanded the unclean spirit and the spirit of infirmity to come out of her body. It came out of her body. As soon as I commanded that thing to come out of her body, she began to speak in other tongues. I thought that she was a spirit-filled believer. She was a believer, but hadn't been filled with the Holy Ghost yet. God took out the unclean spirit, and God filled her with the Holy Spirit in that one instant.
What happened to her cancer?
Her cancer completely left her body. Not only that, listen to this, Sid. I just started. Now, this was back a little while ago, but recently I just started a church in Virginia Beach and had only been there about a year and a half. In walks this woman who I couldn't recognize her body because her body was so healthy. It was in no comparison to what I'd seen that night in Spencerport, New York. But I never forget a face. And before she sat down, I said, aren't you the woman that God healed in New York? And she lifted her hands and said, praise the Lord, God healed me that night, and I haven't had a touch of cancer in my body since. Said she was completely healed of cancer.
I know that when our Mishpocha reads your book, Standards for Success from the Life of King David, it was during a 40-day fast, and there are nuggets from the life of King David you have never seen before. And there is literally an impartation of the giftings that David had. We're making this available for a donation of $16, but I believe there's some hungry people right now. If you pray, they will receive an impartation of prophecy, an impartation of words of knowledge, of miracle ministry. Pray right now.
I'm even praying right now for somebody that I feel has cancer that was listening to us. I rebuke that cancer right now in the name of Jesus, and I command it to die from the very roots and to come out of your body, and that you would write this ministry with your healing testimony of what God did to you and did for you on this day. I also pray right now for those that are bound by spirits of infirmity and unclean spirits. I command them to come out of the people in the mighty name of Jesus, and for you to be healed and delivered from that thing that has troubled you and the cycle of it. Come out and be healed. Be at peace. In Jesus' name, we loose the anointing right over these airwaves. By the word of the Lord, you shall be framed and filled just as God filled and framed this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. I know people were healed of cancer. I know earlier this week, deaf people got their hearing back. And I know those that are hungering and thirsting, that, as you explain, one of the best ways to receive the impartation is to hang around people that have the impartation. By reading this book, that's like hanging around you during that 40-day fast. We're making it available for a donation of $16, Standards for Success from the Life of King David. Shabbat broadcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.